what I'm just going to do to prove that I'm the best quarterback is really just keep doing what I've been doing. Try to do the best I can in the interview process and out on the field, do the best I can in the drills and the time stuff. And, you know, at the end of the day, just stay competitive with everything I'm doing here.
Indianapolis coach, head coach Chuck Pagano. Indianapolis coach, head coach Chuck Pagano.
Well, I was fortunate enough to have a couple quarterback coaches that had been in these kind of interviews in the NFL and at the combine. Paul Hackett and Ken Anderson were my quarterback coaches this off season, and we went through a lot of mock drafts or mock interviews where they just kind of asked me some questions that they had asked, and which are some common things. So, I mean, you're never really fully prepared, but I feel like that I was, I was as prepared as I could have been going in. Absolutely. I mean, I feel like everybody, when they come in, if they're a really competitive person, you're going to come out here and you're always going to think you're the best. I mean, I feel like you have to think that way if you want to be successful.
Hey, Brian, how often have you met with Coach Hackett, Paul Hackett, and Ken Anderson? Where have those meetings taken place? In Syracuse?
Yep, I've been training at Syracuse. I've been training the physical part with my strength coach Will Hicks, and I've been with Paul ever since a couple days after our last bowl game, and then Ken Anderson has been coming in. It just started coming in. I meet with Paul from 8 o'clock to 11:30 every day during the week, and then if it's an afternoon where we're throwing, we'll go out on the field from 2 to 4 and throw footwork drills. All that type of stuff, and when Ken Anderson comes to town, then he jumps in. We meet a little bit more because he's got some different things that we wanted to look at as well.
Whose offense are you looking at with Coach Hackett, and or what team are you looking at?
Well, with Coach Hackett, we're doing a couple different things. We are going through our season, cutting up our season, and because I haven't watched the season with him yet, and just he would ask me questions about why certain things happen or why what happened here. Now, when Ken Anderson came, he was fortunate. I was fortunate enough that he had the technology to get us to watch some NFL games. So we had broke down some NFL cutups and watched some quarterbacks, some good quarterbacks this year, and. Got a chance to learn a little bit from that.
How much did what the rookie quarterbacks did, what they did last year, maybe open up your eyes to the possibility of not only making the NFL, but being a starter?
Oh, yeah, I think that's definitely something that, is going to be looked towards this year. I mean, they all had great years. I mean, that rookie of the year was really a tight race, and I was fortunate enough to watch four of those rookie quarterbacks film, and they really did a great job. And I was really surprised to see what type of game plans they had for some of them, and what plays they were executing from a rookie from a rookie level. But they really weren't playing like rookies. So, I mean, that's the type of level that rookies, I guess, are expected to play at nowadays. So you just gotta step up your game a little bit more now.
Ryan, how do you think the success of the read option?
Well, we did some read options in the this past year, and I feel like if the NFL is going to make that transition like as it has been, I feel like I'll be pretty prepared for it. I mean, I know I'm not much of a runner by trade, quite like some other guys, but I feel like I'll be able to make some good decisions, get some yards when I have to, and hand the ball off as much as I can. It's been a little bit of everything, yeah. Ken was a quarterback coach, and coming out, he did some mechanics, some of the footwork stuff, and he had been in the NFL recently, and when he was in the NFL, like, I'm from a West Coast system, so, and when he was in there, he had a bunch of different systems, the number system stuff that I haven't had experience with yet. So he gave me some overviews with that, got me a little experience with it. Well, right now that I don't have school, I mean, it's football all day. So, I mean, this is the life I've been looking forward to. One thing I've always been pretty good at is time management. And, now I just got to be able to, right now with this whole training stuff, I got to figure out what areas I need to work on the most and execute them, spend a little more time with them. But at the same time, on the same token, don't dawdle with the other things. So, I feel like I do a pretty good job of time management. Yeah. Well, I haven't had any conversations with Coach Marrone, but if there is that opportunity there, I have an opportunity with 32 teams. I've the opportunity being here at the combine and interviewing with some of these teams. One of the things different is, you don't get to choose the team you go to, but would I like to play with Coach Marrone? Absolutely. We had a great relationship with Syracuse. We won some games. I feel like we had some great success at Syracuse from the time that he came in. That'd be great. But at the end of the day, I'm just happy to have an opportunity to play on any team, and hopefully, I find a team that, I'm a good fit for. Yeah, I think so. There is no luck or RG3, but I feel like there's quite a few very talented quarterbacks who have done some great things in college, and it's really who's going to separate themselves, here or on the pro day in the interviews. So it's going to be a pretty tight race, and I just hope that at the end of the day that I put myself in the best position where hopefully I get put ahead of some of these other guys, but no, that's what we're all striving for. I think so. Coming from being able to start for 3 years, play for four, I've experienced a lot of things. I've been in couple systems, multiple different types of styles. So, I've learned a lot of football, and that's football is my passion. So, I enjoy learning it. It was my favorite subject in school. And that's just something that kind of stuck with me. Football language is, kind of something that I enjoy doing. So, when it comes to the interview process, hopefully I can, show off that I know quite a bit.
Based on your earlier response, do you think you can fit in either system fairly well,
the more traditional line? Derek Rogers, Tennessee Tech, wide receiver, table two. Derek Rogers,
table two. Well, I think I think any kind of system re-option, I think I'll do okay. I'm not going to be able to pull a ball down and run for 60 like, some other guys might be able to. But one thing that, with the experience that we had running the read zone is that you just make smart decisions. You can add different things onto that read zone. So maybe I don't have to run. Maybe I can throw a ball instead of having to run if that's what the read says. If that's what the team that drafts me, asks of me, then, we'll do whatever I can to make sure I get the job done. You mean QB County? No, I'm kidding. I don't know. I grew up watching Matt Ryan. I remember watching him in high school. He was a rival high school of ours. Matt Schaub went to the high school right down the street, so I remember watching him. I don't know. It was just a great great role models to be able to grow up watching and, model my game after. Oh, it was great. It was a phenomenal experience being able to get exposed to NFL-type coaching. At Syracuse, I had some NFL coaches. My position coach was NFL, from the NFL. My head coach was. But this was a full NFL staff, and getting used to the NFL pace, the intensity. Even though it was an all-star game setting, it was still pretty real.